Hi, this is Pastor Daniel Bracken. You're listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. I hope the word encourages you and you get a touch from God that brings transformation and equips you to experience life with people, power, and purpose. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the word.
And I want to talk to you tonight about the suddenly of God. It's amazing that Pastor Tim came and talked about going fishing. I'm not a fisher person. I'm not a fisherman. I don't do none of that stuff. And I love eating fish, but I like Costco and whatever. If my husband fish, great. If not, I'll just go to Costco. But you know what? He's saying that he's going to go fishing next week. And I want to talk to you about the suddenly of God. There's four ways that the Lord can send your miracles. There's four ways that they can bless you. God can bless you through other people. People can bring you something. People can bless you. People can give you money. People can give you a house. That can happen. God will bless you through the works of your hands. As you work, as your soul prospers, everything prosper. As you work, God will bless you. God will bless you through your enemies. Do you know that? God will cause even the enemies to bless you and to live in peace with you. But then there's a blessing that comes from the Lord, which caused by impossibilities on your own abilities. It's caused by the impossibilities of your abilities and causes God to move when you have a dream that no one can fill but the Lord. My husband came here and he was preaching about faith. Why do you need faith if you have no dreams? Why do you need faith if you have no vision? Why do you need faith for? For a paycheck? Oh, for God's sake, you're working for the paycheck. Why do you need faith for that? Why do you need faith to keep the church open? You're coming to church, you're giving. That doesn't require faith. Faith is required when a kid goes to college. I was like, man, we have no money to pay for that college. How many of you are going to college? Pretty soon, there you go. Man, you need a miracle. You better start praying for your miracle. You better ask God to give you a miracle. How many are asking for a husband? You need a miracle, otherwise you're going to get a loser in your life. You need a miracle. Come on. You need God to intervene so your eyes don't wander. So you don't look to the wrong person for the wrong things. Not everything that appears to be good is good. And we have a lot of that come fishing into our churches. So let me tell you, you need a miracle. You need faith for that. You need to be a person that are driven by faith, not motivation, because your motivation will end. I promise you. Your motivation will end. It will come to pass. Because there was a time that you get so motivated. God gives you a dream and you get so motivated by your dream. And you talk to somebody and they kill your dreams. And that goes your dream. That motivation goes if you have no faith. You need faith to keep that dream. And you need to learn how to keep your mouth shut because people have a small mindset and cannot understand the impossibilities of God in your life. They don't understand that. So keep your mouth shut. Don't tell your dreams to anybody. I had a dream. Let me tell you. I had a real dream last year. And I had other dreams that the Lord put in my heart. And last year, before we moved to Anchorage, in June, the Lord gave me three dreams that we're going to move. And my kids know, if I have a dream that I'm going to move, we're moving. So I start packing. You got to be obedient. Let me tell you, people don't live in overflow because they're not obedient. You lack obedience, you're going to lack the overflow. So I said, guys, we're moving. They said, where are we moving to? I was like, I don't know. Let's start packing. He said, Mom, please don't sell our table. The first thing you want to sell is our table because they don't want to move our stuff. I was like, okay, I'm not selling the table right now, but we're going to pack. And we're going to pack. And then we start packing. I didn't know we're going to move to Anchorage. I didn't know our church was going to move to Anchorage, but the Lord spoke to me that we're going to move. And I said, Gil, we're moving. We bought the house. It was a miracle to buy the house. We flipped that house, let me tell you. We took it down 170 trees from the yard. That means that really hurt my back. I had to work like a horse, moving all the stumps, all the stuff with my husband and all our families. Let me tell you, we did, we painted, we flipped the house, we did everything we could in the house. And I thought we're gonna live in the house forever. And the Lord said, you're moving. I said, no, Lord. Talita said, Mom, I love this house. I'm not moving. We put so much effort in this house. We remodel everything. The house looks great. And I was like, we're not moving. I was like, yeah, we're moving. Yes, we're moving. The Lord said we're moving. So everybody got very upset that we're moving. Where are we going? I don't know. I don't know where we're going, but we're going. So the thing is, the problem with people is they have faith, but they don't want to obey. They say they have faith, but they don't want to obey. And that's delay your blessings. It's not anybody else. It's not the devil. It's not God. It's your obedience that delaying your blessings with the Lord. So in January, at the end of December, actually, we saw the building in Anchorage. My husband talked to Dr. Morocco. Boom, we bought the building in January, right? We got that beautiful building in Anchorage. So praise the Lord, we got the building. And then I said, we need to put this house for sale. And my husband said, okay, how are we going to do this? I was like, I don't know. So I start looking for, I have a friend that we've been talking to. And I was like, we need to sell our house. And I talked to him, said, like, oh, you want to sell your house? Like, yeah, but not now. Because you have to understand the timing of the Lord. You have to understand timing. A lot of people come to church, they're on fire, and they want to like be launched out with so much greater effort, but they got no anointing. They got the talented. They're very talented, but they're not anointed. Your character should be greater than your talent. Your talent cannot exceed your character. You bring people away from the Lord if you don't have a good character. So what we did is we got the place in Anchorage, and I started talking to our realtor, and I was like, okay, we need to sell our house. And the Lord said to me last month, it was in May, he said, like, oh, it's time. I said, Gil, it's time. We need to sell our house. I'm like, oh, well, what are we going to do? We're going to sell now? I was like, yeah, we're going to sell now. I had no idea this is the seller's market. So I have a price in my mind, and the realtor said, oh, this is not going to work. I was like, you can't tell me what's going to work and what's not going to work. It's my house. You can't tell me what I can do and cannot do. It's my house. Do you want to sell it or not? I love him. He's a great friend. I know him for 17 years. I call, yes, sure, Pastor Rosie. Yeah, let's sell it. And he looked the houses around. He said, like, oh, that price don't match. I was like, it's going to match. It's going to sell it. You know what? Do me a favor. Increase another $10,000 on it. And he said, what? He said, yes. He said, okay. So that was last month. And I was like, watch and see. We have the best house in the neighborhood. My house is the cheapest house in the neighborhood. Okay? It's a neighborhood of $1 million house. I don't have $1 million. And I don't have $1 million house. But I have a nice house and I want to sell it. So I know what the price God put in my heart. Because he said so. Say with me, he said so. He said so. So I said, I'm going to sell it for that price. He said, okay, great. So you have to prepare your house. I said, kids, pack everything. He said, well, Mom, we're not going to have clothes. I said, don't worry about it. You don't need much clothes. It's summer. So I said, Mom, you're crazy. I said, okay, I have no idea. Let's pack everything. So we pack everything, got a storage unit, put everything there, start selling everything around. And I was like, let's put it in the market now. And he said, when do you want to do it? It's like, this weekend. This weekend is the weekend that we're going to sell. Let's put it this weekend. So we went to Orlando. We came back from Orlando, put my house on the market, and we sold in 2 days. And then we made a profit that we can put a big down payment in a house in Anchorage. Timing, the suddenly of God, the timing of God, obedience, overflow, they all goes together. Come on. I'm not telling you things that happened like years and years ago when I was a little kid. I'm telling you what happened a few weeks ago. So I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Do I have a house in Anchorage? Not yet. Not worry about it. Because the Lord said that no eyes have seen, no ears have heard what He has prepared for those who love Him. Oh, I love the Lord. I'm in love with the Lord. You can't even imagine. He's my everything. I'm not just singing here. I'm not just lifting my hands up for nothing. I live that life, man. If you look at me and where I came from, you can see. You can look back at my life. Do a research and you're going to see that Rosie Nantes was a nobody who lives in a third world country, who barely had shoes, didn't have much money, didn't have much food to eat. Never had money to go to college. When I moved to the United States, I moved here. I got my visa denied 3 times. And I had a dream in my heart. I was like, Lord, I have a dream. And that dream gonna come to pass. And it's gonna require you intervene. Because otherwise, I'm not gonna be able to go. I barely have a bank account in Brazil. I came to the United States with one little backpack. With a negative $1,200. Because somebody paid for my ticket. I didn't have the money. And I owe that money, and I start working here. And you know my story. I worked for $5 an hour, doing so much things, and the Lord supplied all of my needs. The Lord supplied all of my needs, not only supplied all of my needs, but He healed my body and restored my life. So I can tell you that I have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. He is good, and He has much more to give it to me than I can even think or imagine through His power that I carry inside of me. You carry that power too. You can look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you so dumb? Cast on my soul. Trust in the Lord. Smile. Have some fun. Have some joy in the presence of God. Because in the presence of God, there's abundance of joy. There's pleasure forevermore. I want to read with you. We're talking about it. We're talking about like a fisherman. And the Lord spoke to me in Luke 5:4. And it was the one that when Jesus was walking the Sea of Galilee. He was walking the Sea of Galilee. He's preaching the gospel for His people. And everybody was pressing. It was a crowd there. And he said, he saw boats over there. He saw boats and he saw the fishermen on the side washing their equipment. That was in the morning. They have worked all day night. They haven't catch anything. They're like downcast because they were tired. And Jesus came, hey, Simon, can I borrow that boat right there? Because I can't speak to the multitude over here. I have to go to the shore. Like I can't get out of the shore to preach the gospel. And he said, yes, you can get my boat. Whatever, you know, I'm tired anyway, just get my boat. So he keeps like washing his nets and he goes on his boat and start preaching the gospel. After he's done preaching, after he's finished speaking, verse 4 on Luke 5, he had finished speaking. He said to Simon, now go out there in the deep and let down your nets and catch some fish. Simon said, we worked hard all night. Come on, you are a carpenter. I am a fisherman. How can you tell me what to do? I have fish all night long. Come on, it's not gonna work. It's already early. And the Lord knew that because He said, oh, at this time, the fish is all the way to the deep. So go to the deep and cast your net into the deep. And He said, we work all night, didn't catch anything. But if you say so, Lord, if you say so, I'll let down the nets again. And this time their nets were so full of fish that they began to tear. A shout for help came in. He said, come on. Hey, everybody, come and help me. Come and help me. My net can contain the fish that I have. So the guys came around with their boats, and their boats start getting filled with fish too. So the blessings that came upon him wasn't just upon him. It was not just enough for him. It was enough for him and for everybody around him. Anybody that was connected to Simon got blessed. So when you get blessed, everybody that's connected to you get blessed. But not only that, he said, we were amazed with the miracles of God. When was the last time that you got amazed of what the Lord has done in your life? I was preaching the other day, and this guy came. It was like, really, like he got paralyzed last year in October. He got paralyzed from his whole left side. And the lady came and pushed him on a wheelchair to the church. It was a few months ago. And I look at him, and I was like, oh, not today, Satan, not today. I'm going to pray for this guy. And I went straight to him. And he's completely paralyzed. And I prayed for him. And I said, the joy of the Lord's going to give you strength. We rebuke that sickness. We rebuke that disease. We rebuke this paralysis. We curse that. We command it to go. Because you don't pray for the sick, you command the sickness to go. So I was praying for him. He got up the chair and held my hands shaking like this. And it was the first time he got out of the chair. He couldn't walk. He stayed there for a while. Then he sat down. Next time he came, I prayed for him again. He got up again. Since that day, he didn't stop getting out the wheelchair. And today he came to church. I went and talked to him before I got there. He got up the chair, said, don't even worry about it. I'm up. I got discharged yesterday. And I am here to glorify God. Hey, when was the last time you got amazed with the miracles of the Lord? When was the last time you prayed for the sick and they got healed? We got our evangelism program going on in our church. They were praying. They passed by the gas station. This bunch of drunkards came out with all this, you know, like beer cans, whatever. If you drink, it's your problem. Don't worry about it. It's not talking about you. It's the people that came out of the gas station with a bunch of, you know, like a beer. And this guy was so drunk. Minister Jolene said, hey, can I pray for you? And he said, for what? He said, do you want to give your life to Jesus? He said, yeah, sure. And he gave his life to Jesus. And she said, you know what? Your kidney is failing. And you have a problem in your back. He said, the guy didn't even know where his kidneys were located. So she said, she was with her husband, said, like, lay hands on his back. And she lay hands on his back. And the guy said, oh, what the heck? And he said, what happened? He said, I have pain on my back for 3 days. The guy got like really alert right away. He wasn't drunk anymore. He was completely healed right there in the gas station, everybody watching. When was the last time you got amazed with the presence of God, with the power of God? It's so easy to take a Tylenol and ibuprofen for every headache, but it's more powerful when you pray to God and this bone, it's gone. The suddenly of God when you believe for God. Let me tell you. The Bible said that no eyes have seen, no ears have heard what he has prepared for those who love him. Yeah, I know you love him. I know you love him. So what is that you have thinking about it, that you are imagining, that you're not believing for? Let me tell you, when the dream seems impossible, when the vision seems too big, there's always going to be provision for your vision if you have a vision. What is the vision that you have for your life? I had a dream since I was a little girl to do something in Brazil. And I started doing, and I put everything on it. And for a few years, I spent every time I could on that dream. And boom, it came to pass. I opened whatever I need to open in Brazil. And now what? And the Lord said, if you take care of my church, if you take care of my house, I'll take care of your house. I was driving around. Actually, no, it was like early in the morning. I was waking up to go to prayer. And somebody texted me. It's like, hey, from another state, said like, hey, I sent $3,000 to your account. I was amazed. I needed that $3,000. Somebody else came to me and said, hey, I'm not a beggar. You're never gonna see me telling you what I need or don't need because you're not my God. I tell the Lord and the Lord will send the provision because I have a vision. And the Lord said, you know what? Don't worry about anything. You're never gonna need to ask anything. The Lord, I'll send it to you. And somebody said, hey, I'm sending you $5,000. I was amazed. amazed. If they give me $10, I was amazed. Let me tell you, every provision is a provision. But the thing is, the way you act, the way you glorify God, the way you celebrate, it's what you're going to attract. You can't celebrate. A lot of people cannot celebrate Jesse Duplantis' jet. They criticize his jet. Man, I like his jet. I was like, man, I'll celebrate. Because whatever you celebrate, you attract. Whatever you despise, you never attract. Whatever you despise on someone, you're never going to attract. Whatever you celebrate on somebody, you're going to attract. You are like a magnet. You have to understand that. There's a power that you carry around you. There's a power that you carry inside of you. And there's dreams. Let me tell you. There's dreams that may be looking impossible to you. But I declare, what is the word you're standing on? Because I stand on the word that Isaiah 1:19 that says, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the best of the land. It could be that you're missing out because of a lack of obedience. It is hard, I'm telling you. But when God, when you start obeying, he said, throw your net, Simon. He said, if you said so, Lord, I'm going to do it. If you said so, I'm going to do it. What is the Lord? Where's the book that you're supposed to be writing? What is the business supposed to be starting? What is that? What is that? It's too big? God's not big enough to fulfill your dreams? Come on, you're more dependent on yourself than you depend on the Lord. You have to understand that there's power. A lot of people here know. They know me now. They knew me before. I was talking to my favorite praying grandmas over here that we used to pray together. And I know them forever. And I used to cry. I said, I am so broke and so broken right now because we lost houses. We lost so much things. I didn't have money for yogurt. I was broken. I lost my business. We lost everything. And I was like, please pray with me. And we pray, never ask for a dime. Never ask for a dime. And the Lord supplied all of our needs. When you, let me tell you, when you bring it to God, when you pray for that, you don't understand the power of prayer. You don't understand. If you understand the power of prayer, you would never underestimate the power that the Lord has in your life to make your dreams come true. Write that book. Let me go down over here because otherwise I'll jump off this thing. It's the Latino inside of me. But let me tell you, Pastor Jen, you have that power in your life and you do have those books to write. And the Lord said, do not delay. I have given you time. I have given you the resource. And right now, every fear has to go in Jesus' name. And I declare, by next week, there's going to be an overflow of ideas in your heart. And watch and see God elevating you and taking you to the next level. In Jesus' name, not only God's going to use you wherever you go, but the Lord's going to use you in the village. Watch and see what's going to happen next week or next month when you go. The Lord said, I will bring you. Yeah, just like he did it with Peter. He's going to make you a fisherman of men. It's not going to go for fishing. It's not going to go for hunting. It's going to be the power of God upon those village. And watch and see the Lord's using you with fire in Jesus' name. Watch and see God's using you with fire. There's a fire that got to come inside of you that you're going to have to let it out. If you don't pray, if you don't preach, if you don't prophesy, how do you know miracles is happening? How do you know somebody can get healed or cannot get healed when you pray for? If you never lay hands on anybody. You have to do it. You have to use your faith and you have to be obedient. Oh, I don't feel like it. We don't go by feelings because feelings are not our masters, are our servant. You don't tell me what to do, feelings. You don't tell me how much I'm going to sell my house for. You don't tell me what God can do in my life or what God cannot do in my life. Come on. I didn't come to United States not knowing one word in English with one backpack on my back for nothing. I came here because the Lord said so. I came here because the Lord said I will do abundantly more than you can even think or imagine through your power, through His power that I carry inside of me. So if me, who English is my third language, can come in front of you without a jet and speak the word of God, let me tell you, you can do it too. I'm not saying that to make fun of or anything, because I love that man. I preached with him in Pennsylvania before. He actually, not with him. I preached one day, he preached the next day. And I was there in a green room with him just listening to the miracles that the Lord has done in his life. I was listening, sit down with people who has done something in life. Don't compare yourself with anyone who has not done anything that you don't want to do it. Don't compare yourself with someone that you never trade places with. Don't compare yourself with them. Comparison will kill your joy. Comparison will kill your future. Don't compare. Let me tell you, in Psalm 24:1 said that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So there's fish, there's fishes that's ready to find you. There's fish that are going to come to your net because the Lord controls the fish. The Lord controls the money. The Lord controls your resource. The Lord controls your healing. The Lord controls everything, but you must declare with your mouth. Come on. You must declare it. If you declare defeat, you can't expect victory. You can't declare defeat every morning and experience victory at the end of the day. You can come and cry all the time to the Lord. But if you don't declare it, and if you don't live a life to show the goodness of God, it will never receive it. My kids think I'm so rich, you can't even imagine. The other, and I love that. I love when people think like that. Because when I have $5 in the bank, they still think I'm rich, and I'm still going to walk like I'm rich because I am in the Lord. And my kids said, Mom, you're rich. I was like, that's it. I'm rich. That's right. I have $5 in my account. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I don't live by what I see. I live by faith. I live by the supernatural. I know money is coming. I know healing is coming. I know future is coming. I know victory is coming. I know breakthrough is coming because He's the net breaker. Hey, we serve a God who breaks the net with so much fish that you're not going to be able to contain. He said, test me on this and know that I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you have no room to contain. When the blessings come, it comes to you, it comes to your neighbors, it comes to your kids, it comes to everybody else around you. It's contagious. It's so good. It's so good not to be the beggar. It's so good to be the giver. You walk like one, you talk like one, and you become one. You talk like a defeat person. You walk like a defeat person. You worship like a defeat person. You're gonna be defeated. Walk with your heads up. Devil, not even my last, not even on my worst day, you can put me down. Not even my worst day, devil, you can put me down. No matter what, I'll never cry because of you, but I worship the Lord with everything I have. That's what you have to do. That should be your attitude. Oh, but the devil is over my head. Who put him there? He should be under your feet. How did you let him escape? The Bible said, let him be under your feet. Oh, he's bothering me. He can't bother you. You have a wall of fire around you. The Bible said, no weapon formed against you shall prevail. No, he goes before you. He's going behind you. He goes beside you. He's all around you. What is coming on your way that God's not able to defeat? He is able. Say with me, because he said so. My dreams will come true. If the dream of an immigrant that didn't know any English, that came from a very, 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 very poor family can come true. If you look at me now, if my dreams can come true, I promise you, the same God that I serve, it'll come through to you too. If you're righteous, if you're obedient, you'll eat the best of the land. If you're righteous, if you're obedient, you'll eat the best of the land. Say the truth. Speak the truth. Live the truth. Walk the truth. Come on. Be righteous in everything you do. Be obedient. The Lord said, told you to do what you're not doing. What's holding you back? You have all power inside of you. And no weapon formed against you shall prevail. Let me tell you, I've been having so many weapons coming against me. Let me tell you, none of that can take my sleep out. I'm not going to be sleepless. Because the devil does not deserve me losing a night of sleep because of troubles. Troubles will come, but all of those who bring trouble to your life, all of those who rise up against you, you shall condemn. It shall be condemned. There's no weapon that's formed against your life that will prevail. I want you to understand that Deuteronomy 28:2, it said, all these blessings shall come to you and overtake you. Have you ever been overtaken by the blessings of the Lord? Yeah, but I don't see it. My bank account does not say that. My credit card's exploding. It doesn't matter. The blessings of the Lord is overtaking me. My kids love the Lord. They walk in the presence of God. They serve in the house of God. Come on, stop focusing. The enemy loves to distract you. He doesn't come just to destroy you right away. He comes to distract you. And he will throw darts in your life that will take you that focus. You just had an overflow over here, and now you had a little attack, and you shrink back. You shrink back. I'm not preaching anymore. I'm not going to go to church anymore. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter what comes on your way. You keep on moving forward. The Bible said, look for what's ahead of you. Press on. Forget what's behind. Forget what's behind of you. There's nothing good for you back there. There's nothing good for you back there. I was so happy before I came to the Lord. Oh, shut up. You used to drink all night long. You can't even remember what happened to you the next day. You aren't happy. You don't remember. Happy is when you can lay down in peace because you know that the Lord you serve will fight your battles. That the Lord will serve you, fight your battles. I was just looking at you, Teresa, and I believe that there is, yeah, I know you carry ministry, but the Lord will bless you, not only financially, but the Lord will strengthen your body. The Lord's going to give you wisdom more and more. And everything you're praying for, watch and see open doors coming to you. I declare in Jesus' name that the next few weeks, it's going to be a week that you're going to be amazed with the presence of God. You're going to be amazed with the presence of God and the miracles that are going to come into your life. Let me tell you, I've been having a power of God in my life with youth in our church. The youth being set free, the youth being transformed. And we have a house where I host youth every summer. 20 to 25 youth in my house every week. And those youth can eat, man. They devour everything in your house. You need the supplies of the Lord to come. And it's a blessing that we can feed them. We can bless them, speak the word of God to them. They get transformed and set free. And I said, Lord, if you're going to give me a house in Anchorage, because you will give me a house in Anchorage, I don't want a house without yard. I want to be able to continue to do what I'm doing in Eagle River in a greater measure in Anchorage. I will serve the youth. I'll serve the kids. Why do you have a house if you can't even open for a life group? Why do you have a house if you can't host anybody? Why do you want to paint it and make it nice if you can't host anybody? You have to understand when you open the house for the Lord to come in, blessing comes in. There will never gonna be a lack in your house when you open up your doors for life groups. when you bless the youth. Come on. Oh, they're don't destroy everything. They're a blessing. I love our youth. I love our youth. People think people are going to come to their house and destroy and do some. No, come on. That's what you have your house for. And if something is broken, let me tell you, the Lord will provide everything that you need. Don't worry about anything. Everything going to stay behind. What are you going to take with you to heaven's relationship? It's relationship. And if you don't have relationship, if you don't talk about Jesus to anybody, if you don't preach the gospel to anybody, if you like to be an island, let me tell you, just die for God's sake, because I'm telling you, it's a very, very miserable life. I'm telling you, just like people, do you know what it is? You get so bitter. They get no joy. Your bones going to shrink. Because the Bible said that when you have a joy in your life, it gives strength to your body. Have some fun at church. Have some fun in worship. Have some fun in the presence of God. Be used by the Lord. Throw your net. Cast out your nets into the deep and catch out some fish. Because the Lord is sending out provision. The Lord is sending out provision. The Lord's going to break your nets with so much fish, so much provision, so much anointing that you're not going to be able to contain. Our God, His name is El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. His name is El Shaddai. As you go fishing, watch and see. It's going to be double for any trouble that you guys went through this year. It's going to be double for your trouble. The Lord will expand not you on your territory, but He's going to give you influence in the villages. He's going to give you influence everywhere you go. Watch and see God shaking the 6 weeks, shaking those people around you because of the anointing that break off the yoke that's upon your guy's life. Do not worry about your house here. Do not worry about your kids. The Lord will supply. I know you guys always take your kids with you. But let me tell you, it's going to be more than enough. It's going to be more than enough. I was declaring the other day, how do you know it's going to be more than enough? Because if you have a seed on the ground and this is a fruitful soil, you have to declare that you're going to have a harvest from that seed. Seed, I want the harvest. I have planted a seed. I want a harvest now, Lord. Where is my harvest? Claim your harvest. If you declare it's going to have, Lord, I'm fishing. Where is the fish? Send it my way. Why it's not happening? It's because you're not asking. The Bible said, ask and you receive. I have somebody come into church one day. He said, can I pray for you? I was like, yeah, sure. You know, whatever. Pray for me. And it was her and her husband that came from another church, I think. And they lay hands on me and I closed my eyes and I was there for a while. And everybody was quiet. And I opened my eyes. And look, they're there. I was like, okay, when are they going to start praying? They said, amen. And I was like, what happened? I said, we just prayed for you. I was like, your prayer, it has words. So I was a little confused right there with what they're learning in another church, because we're very out loud here when we speak the word, when we preach, and when we pray. So there's no way you can command the devil to go like... There's no way you can ask and you receive like, open up your mouth. Lord, I need it and I need it now. Lord, you said so. I'm gonna sell my house and I'm gonna sell it now. Let me tell you, Lord, I need the money I need now, because something happened on my money, that on my life, that my money's been taken from me. And I was like, God, I want that money back. I am a seed sower. I am the one who give. Lord, I am providing. Lord, you're gonna give it to me. I remember when we bought that house, and I was like, we paid very cheap on the house. We worked very hard to flip it. And my mom was coming and living with me. And my mom didn't have a house in Brazil. I was like, God, I have a house and my mom don't have a house. I have a dream to give my mom a house, Lord. I don't have the money. Help me. I don't want to wait for my mom to die so I can be regretting of not helping her. I was like, I want to help her now. Everything I have, I want to give it to her too, Lord. She's a hero in my life. I was raised from a single mom of 7 kids. I'm the youngest. So if you got home late for dinner, you had no dinner. Okay? If you got home for lunch late, you had no lunch because you're the last one. So I remember when I came to the United States, I was 90 pounds, 89 to 90 pounds. I was very, very tiny because I was always sick and didn't eat much. If you think United States is bad, you haven't traveled. If you want to curse this country, you haven't traveled. This is a blessed country. This is a place, everywhere you go, it will flow milk and honey. This is the place that you can be blessed or you can be cursed, just like anywhere else. And the same God that we have here have in other countries, but you have to learn how to declare it. So I remember saying that, and I said, God, you said you're going to give provision to my vision. I do not have that money, Lord. I want to buy a house for my mom. She raised me and she don't have a house and I have a house. And I said, God, would you give it to me? And he said, start looking for one. And we start looking for a house in Brazil. I didn't have money for that. I'm not a millionaire. One day. And I'm telling you, and God's gonna bless the works of your hands. God's give you power to make wealth. So I remember, I said, God, I want to buy my mom a house. And we started looking for a house, and I saw this house. I said, Mom, which house do you like? Pick one. Didn't have money anyway, so what's the matter? You know, like, you don't have money, so just pick any house. You don't have $10, you're not going to have $3,000. You're not going to have $300,000. Just pick the house you want. Said, I want to live by your brother. And we started looking for a house, like, which house? She said, oh, I like this house. Like, well, I like it too, Mom. And was on the market for sale by owner. And I called. I have no account in Brazil, no bank account in Brazil or anything. And I called them. I told you the story here, but I want to tell you the obedience that causes an overflow. So I called them and I said, I want to buy your house. And the guy said, okay, which bank you're going to use? I was like, I don't have a bank. He said, oh, you can't buy my house. And he hung up on me. So I called back again and said, how dare you tell me what I can do and cannot do? You don't tell me what I can do and cannot do. Who do you think you are? My God said so. And I was talking to the guy and he thought I was crazy. And I said, I want to buy your house. You're not going to sell it to anybody else. Nobody going to buy your house because my mama want it. I was like, oh, Lord God, this lady's crazy. So he said, like, look, let me think about it. I'll call you back in a week. The way I talk to you, you can talk to my kids. And they know because they walk away from me sometimes. I'll embarrass them. If you don't embarrass the devil gonna embarrass you. If you don't glorify God with everything you do, let me tell you, the devil will not glorify God. And your attitude's not gonna glorify God. God will answer to bold prayers. If you don't have bold prayers, if you don't have that inside of you, don't tell me what I can do and cannot do. So I told him, I'm going to buy your house. He said, okay. So he called me back. Okay, let's talk about this. I was like, what was the third time? I was like, okay, let's talk about this. I told my sister to go there and look around, talk to see if it was legit and everything. My sister went there, talked to the guy, and he called me back, said, how do you want to pay? He didn't tell me, oh, that's how you have to do. I was like, okay, I'll tell you how I want to pay tomorrow. I was like, oh, my God, now I don't have the money. What am I going to do? And the Lord gave me a dream. And put in a paper everything for the numbers and everything. And I put the numbers on the paper. And I said, that's how I want to pay. And I'm going to start in 3 weeks. Had no money on my account. But God will send provision to your vision. You have no vision. You don't need provision. You have no dreams. You don't need provision. So I said, I want to buy the house for my mom. That's how I want to pay. I'll give a down payment and I'll finish pay off in 6 months. And I said, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? But God gave me the numbers. So I went there. That's my last story. I went there, and he said, okay, deal. We're going to do this. You can pay like this. Can you pay off in 6 months? I was like, yeah, sure, I can pay off in 6 months. I was like, oh, Lord God, what am I going to do? And my sister signed a contract with the guy. And he said, okay, you're going to have to send the money. You know that every month, right? I was like, I know. Just be quiet. God's going to send it to me. And guess what? I wasn't looking for job. Job start knocking on my door because we have a business. Contracts start knocking on my doors. And I went around after the one contract opened. I was offering everything I could. I said, do you need your old wall painted? He said, like, yeah, do you paint? I was like, yeah, I paint. I don't paint nothing, but I'll hire somebody to do it. And I'll charge you for that. I was like, oh, okay. Do you do FRP? I was like, yeah. What's FRP? I was like, yes, I do. I said, okay, can you do the whole FRP and charge me? I was like, yeah, sure. It's going to be a sold out. Oh, I got it. I'll do it. What's FRP? Oh, Lord God, what's FRP? I started looking. I was like, oh, fiberglass, the way they look in the hospitals. I'll do it. I'll do this. Yeah, sure. I found somebody to do it. I paid the guy and I made the money. Guess what? I paid my mom's house in 3 months. I pay it off in 3 months. Do you know what happened now? My mom's house doubled the price since I bought it like a few years ago. This is a net breaking God that we serve. This is a net breaking God that we serve. Are you gonna still in the same place you are today next year because you have no vision, or are you gonna start dreaming today? What is that you have inside of you that you want to do? What is inside of you that's about to birth, but you're holding it back? Youth, let me tell you, the Lord loves the youth because they can run and don't grow weary. They just, you know, sometimes they may fall asleep, but guess what? No matter what, they will have more strength than some people. And you must invest in them because they have dreams. And if you tell them that their dreams are not going to work, come on, worship team. If you tell them that their dreams not going to work, you're killing their dreams. And if you tell, do you know that Peter almost talked him out of his miracle? He said, but God, we worked all night long and couldn't catch anything. Then he caught himself. He said, but if you said so, if you say so, I'm going to do it. Some people, the Lord said, I'm going to give it to you, a house. Oh, I can't have it, Lord. Have you tried to give money to somebody and they said, like, oh, no, 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 don't worry about it. I don't need it. I was like, your receiver's broken or what? You can't accept it? If somebody want to bless you, you're going to say, no, I don't need it. If God want to bless you, you're going to say, I don't need it. If you don't need it for yourself, give it to somebody else. But don't stop receiving. Don't stop being grateful. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Let me tell you, if you stop receiving, if you stop giving, it's going to die inside of you. That love for God, that anointing inside of you, it's going to die. But if you keep on going, if you keep receiving, if you keep giving, I believe that there is an anointing on this place for business. There's an anointing on this place. I've been praying for so many people. I prayed for this lady. She said, I was like, what do you need? She said, well, I'm like bound in drugs and alcohol. And I was like, I'll cast that devil out of you. And you're going to be set free. Guess what? I'm not negotiating with devil. I cast it out. Said, you got to go. And if they try to puke, I was like, not on my carpet, sister, please. Not my carpet. We're not puking here. We don't do that here. We don't give a show. You're not a show for the devil. You cast it out. So we cast it out. The lady was completely set free. She's been coming to church for 3 weeks, completely set free from drug addiction, from her alcoholism, set free. Our transformation, we have 100 people coming every Thursday. Do you know what church grew? Because of transformation, Pastor Vicky. Because you mentor our people. Don't think what you have done for the Lord was small. Because what you have done for my people made our church grow. And sometimes we think, we've been friends for so long. And sometimes we think that what we're doing, it's not giving any fruits, but your fruits are going beyond what you can think. Your fruits are making my church grow. Those people that you mentor here are leading a great group of people that know how to behave, that stop smoking marijuana, stop smoking, and they got their marriage restored. They get their faith restored. So everything you do is not in vain. It seems tiring. It seems waste sometimes. But the Lord said, I see the fruits and you're going to reap a harvest. You and your husband are going to reap a harvest because of your faithfulness. The Lord said, I will add more. Because you are faithful. The Lord said, to the faithful, more are going to be added unto. So not only that, watch and see your kids come to live close to you because that anointing and blessing. You make room for people that nobody makes room for. And the Lord sees it. The Lord said that if you take those people that nobody wants, God's going to give people that everybody wants. God will give you people that everybody wants. I was just looking at you and I believe that there is an anointing. There is an anointing, and you sometimes like that. It feels like it's been a delay for the last 2 years. It's been a 2 years of delay. But the Lord said, I'll open that door for you. And the door that the Lord can open, nobody can close. Those doors seems like it's been closing. I don't know if you do business or what, but there's business on your life. And there's business that's going to grow and multiply. The Lord said, you have a gift of leadership. And what I have given to you is irrevocable. I will not take back. Start using that, because the Lord said that business is gonna grow. Everything you put your hands gonna grow. Someone said that you are like a tree planted by the rivers that give fruits in its seasons. Your leaves never gonna wither, and everything you touch shall prosper. It doesn't seem like it for the last 2 years, but let me tell you, that door is gonna open, and it's gonna open big. Watch and see what God's going to do in your life. In Jesus' name, there is going to be an expansion. It's going to be an expansion. This church going to expand. This school going to expand. I can't wait to open a school. I was going to prophesy over Master Susie, because the Lord's going to do great things in her life. She's going to not only speak to kids, but she's going to speak over to leadership, government leadership. The Lord's going to use that woman mightily. Don't despise what the Lord's doing on her life here. It's bigger than what you think. It's bigger than what you think. And the Lord's going to open doors bigger than what you think. But let me tell you, you must know your kids are coming back. The joy is coming back.
Well, I hope you were encouraged by God's word. Thank you again for listening to King's Alaska Podcast. God bless you. For more great content, go to kcalaska.com, and may God's face shine upon you.